Hello everyone, my name is Yuki and I'm a student of Showa Women's University. Today we have a special guest here. Hi, Mr. Ryan.
Well, hello Yuki.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Mr. Ryan is a teacher at Showa Women's University. He teaches communication related with computer. Today we would like to talk about his story of computer.
Computers. You want me to talk about computers? Okay. We'll try to get it in quickly. Yes.
Why did you want to be a teacher of computer?
Well, actually, I don't teach computers or not here at the university. I teach English using computers. There's an area of study called CALL, C-A-L-L, which means computer assisted language learning. And we do research about how to use computers to teach languages best. Yeah. So it's an exciting, interesting thing. I used to teach a little bit how to use computers, very basic things like this is a mouse. And many years ago, we had to teach people what a mouse was. But recently, you don't have to teach that because everyone knows already. They get that in high school or junior high or even grade school now. So we don't teach much about computers, but we do use a lot of software to teach languages with. And the internet, of course, has been a wonderful thing.
What is the purpose of teaching computer with English for students?
Well, with a computer, you can use the computer to as a tool to do things that are really not very interesting to do in class. That's the biggest advantage. A computer is very patient and will help you. So it's very good for practice kind of things. When the teacher teaches you something new, usually to learn a new piece of language, you have to try it and use it seven or eight times to really remember it. And if you use it seven or eight times in class, every student, that's really boring. So if you can put it outside of class and have the interesting things in class and the boring practice outside of class, then it works out well for everyone. Now, there's a couple of other things that computers really like to do. And you can program computers. And a new area of teaching and learning is to have a simulation. A simulation is kind of like, well, the first simulations were for airplanes. And it was like a big room with a picture and airplane pilots would practice. They would practice landing and crashing and so that you could crash the airplane and not kill anyone, right? So they have simulations. Popular game ones are for a family or for building a city or even a civilization. You can make many different kinds of simulations. They have a simulation for being a bartender. So you can learn what kind of drinks to mix, like that, yeah? So that kind of thing. But if you, one of my favorite simulations is a business meeting. How to make a business meeting. So there's a people talking to you, you have a and you're in the business meeting and you have to say something to the discussion to help out to have the meeting. So you learn a lot of English and immediately when you need help, then the computer can provide examples or even other people that have tried to use the same techniques to explain. So that kind of help that's immediately available anytime, anywhere, is what computers are really good at. And you can use the simulation to organize it, and motivation can help. It really helps to motivate because you can see exactly where you need that English and where to put it.
I never imagined that. How do you think, what is the most important thing when you learn about computer?
And you're using computers, there's so much information that you have to learn to read very quickly. It's called skimming and scanning. Those two skills for reading quickly and deciding, oh, I want to read this more in detail or not. very quickly, and to be able to look at the right part of the computer screen
mm-hmm.
and find out what's interesting information, what's not interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Those two skills are really, really helpful.
I see. Mr. Ryan, thank you for being on the show today. His story was very interesting. It's been a real pleasure having you on. Mr. Ryan, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome, Yuki.